Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and if it's the 4th of July, it must be Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And we have with us the man, the myth, the guy that started it all, George Shea, the famous MC, and the guy that really made it all happen is with us here on the National Defense. George, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you having me on.
You know, this is really, you have made this into such a phenomenon. When you first started this contest or first got involved with it, it was just a handful of people, right?
Yeah, when I started it, in 1988, there would be, you know, it was just sort of a little lark. And, you know, you'd get 20 people around a table and it maybe, you know, a photographer from the Daily News or, you know, a local TV station. And then it just sort of, you know, I personally thought it was hilarious and pushed, but it just grew over the years. And then in 2001, if you recall, Kobayashi came from Japan and doubled
Yes.
the record from 25 to 50. That was a huge, huge thing. It really blew up. And then we had Joey Chestnut come because no one thought Kobayashi ever could be beaten. And then Joey Chestnut came and beat him, and that blew it up even further. So it's really been a crazy thing. No one ever, I certainly never thought, you know, that it would become a kind of a holiday tradition. And for many people, it has.
Yeah, and now it's on ESPN, of course. And this is the 20th consecutive year that ESPN has televised the event and will continue to do so at least through 2029. And I think, George, that comes a lot from you describing this as a major athletic competition and that the contestants are athletes, right?
Well, there's no doubt about that. And people certainly didn't think that that was the case in 1991 or something like that. But I think they do now. If you take a look, you know, when we started, you had all these kind of big Bluto type of guys going, you know, I'm a big guy. I eat a lot of pizza, you know, and I'm going to come and then they would come and they would do okay. And then what happened is you started to have Kobayashi, Joey, all these guys who were much more fit. And if you take a look at our rankings, like the top 20, most of them are like, we probably have 3 or 4 bodybuilders, right? It's people with a lot of discipline, a lot of focus, more like extreme athletes. And I would say that the thing that really distinguishes them from people who are just messing around is they're thinking about this. They have strategies. They're prepping. They're practicing. And the numbers show it.
One of your introductions, he said, 3 days ago, he broke up with his girlfriend and euthanized his dog to leave a void of emptiness inside of him that he can fill today with hot dogs and buns. How long do you work on these introductions? Man, they're fantastic.
Well, you know, it's funny. I start about 6 weeks out, and you know, there's a real mix, right? You have the epic Joey intro. You have some sort of grand intros. You have some funny ones. You have some long sort of, you know, virtuosic lists where you just rattle through 15 or 20, 30 things, you know, really quick. So it takes a lot of work on that. But, you know, it's funny. Like, I actually thought that intro was very funny. But, you know, one thing is, even if you're making a joke like that, you can't joke about euthanizing a dog.
Right.
I got a lot of pushback on that. You can't do it. It's like, you ever seen a movie and you're going, they're not going to kill this dog.
Oh, man. John
they're
Wick.
Not gonna kill this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it's like, it, you can't do it. And I found that out from that. But you know, another interesting thing is, like, I'm not a joke writer like some Woody Allen or some sort of, like, you know, whatever, Jim Gaffigan or something. Like, so for me, I have to either hear something funny or see one of the eaters do something funny. And that's always a challenge for me, is to come up with something that would make some people laugh. And I hope I did this year. I've got them organized, but we'll see. That's always a tricky one.
We're talking to George Shea here in the National Defense 2023 Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Will air live on Tuesday, July 4th from the iconic corner of Surf and Stillwell Avenues on Coney Island. And it's always been on Coney Island. Now, just to give people, if you've forgotten, how many hot dogs Joey Chestnut ate last year? 63 hot dogs and buns. Wow. And then the female champion, right, is that Mickey Sudo?
Yeah, Mickey Sudo has eaten 48 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. And Joey's actual personal best is 76. Now, he had, at one juncture, 74. I was thinking 7-4 for the 4th of July was perfect. And then he went to 76, And that's like 1776. I thought, that's perfect. So I don't know what number he could get that would be better, you know?
Yeah, so where is this guy from, Joey Chestnut? Did you recruit him? Did he find you? How did that work?
Well, you know, so it became so popular in that early 2000s that we got a lot of interest from a lot of different people. He's from California in Vallejo, and he went to what was called, I forget the formal name, it was an asparagus eating contest. I mean, in California, they grow a lot of asparagus.
Right.
And so he won the asparagus eating contest, and we called him at the time a rookie out of the asparagus circuit. And he found us. But, you know, the first year he did it, everybody's going, you got to really watch this kid. He ate 32, and that was his, like, first year. It was really remarkable. Wow. And then the next year, he was way up again. And in 2006, he actually was exactly with Kobayashi, but Kobayashi spit up. It wasn't like he lost control or anything, but he spit up technically a DQ. And the judge missed it. And, like, everyone was just furious about it. But then he won in 07. But the thing about it is his rise was very quick. And no one thought anyone could beat Kobayashi. And then he just did. And then he beat him again and again. And then Kobayashi sort of said, you know, I can't do this contest anymore. I'll find a reason. Because he was getting beaten bad.
Right. I mean, you know, when it becomes international like that, and then you got a guy like Joey Chestnut, do you think anybody will ever beat Joey? I mean, that's gonna be the news story, right?
You know, if you look right now, we have, like, I would say two people in the mid-50s-ish, two people around 50, but Joey's 70 plus, maybe, you know, so he's a dozen, he's 20 more than these people. So yeah. I just don't see it unless he were to stumble or whatever it was. I just don't see it. And then, but with that said, yes, he will be beaten, right? You know, it happens. Will his record fall anytime soon? I don't think so. But he will be beaten, and you know, no one thought Kobayashi would be beaten, and he was. So it will happen, and when that happens, it's going to be a major passing of the baton. One quick thing I would say is we have eaters this year from South Korea, Japan, Brazil, Australia, the UK, Canada, and the US. We have a lot of talent from around the world.
All competing for the mustard belt.
The mustard belt, which is the green jacket of our sport.
And, right.
You know, but it's you get good weather out there, there are going to be, you know, 20,000 people plus, and that's it's really a, you know, you get the vibe. You know, that I love the summer, I love the 4th of July, I love the vibe of summer, and that's what you get out there at the live event. It's really fun.
That's really cool. Well, hey, credit to you, man. I mean, you have built this thing into a phenomenon. George Shea on with us for Nathan's annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest. George, thanks for the time, man, and good luck this year.
I wish you and all your listeners a great luck, and I just want to give a quick shout out to all the women who are coming this year. You know, we have 16 women from around the nation and around the world, and also, you know, there's a huge crew that puts this together, and we have Pepsi as a secondary sponsor, and it's not, you know, I get a lot of the focus. Joey gets a lot of the focus because we're in front of the camera, but there's so many folks out there. But thank you, and have a great 4th of July. I really appreciate talking.
You too, man. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.